This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I stayed in this hotel last night because it was late that I came back. I was going to go back to Long Island. It was not a great place. And they didn't give me a towel. I didn't realize that.
Wait a minute, they didn't give you a towel?
No towels in the room.
Come on.
I swear to God, no towels in the room. And I said,
bed bugs?
No, thank God. I did look, though, because I was like, once I saw the towel wasn't there, I was like, they might have bed bugs in this place.
You know what? Here's the thing. I saw a guy on Instagram basically show you how to look for bed bugs in a hotel room. You take the iron, you heat it up, and you just put it on the corner of the mattress. Because the bed bugs like the heat. That's why they want to come up and bite you in the ass.
Okay.
Because they like your heat.
Like your hot ass.
Yeah. So you take the iron in the corner and you'll see whether or not there's bed bugs in the mattress.
Now I'm like itching. Even though I haven't felt that.
How do they not have a towel for you?
They didn't have a towel.
Where were you?
I don't know. I don't want to say it. It was
were you in that Holland Tunnel Hotel over there?
No, it was a bad decision. It was a bad decision. What can I say? The place was just, it was
did you
get
any sleep?
I did. I slept. I was tired.
Okay.
I slept. So I'm thinking, like, I have to take a shower. So luckily, I packed, like, two clean t-shirts. So I took the other clean t-shirt that I had and dried myself with that. But now I have this sopping wet t-shirt in my bag. What was I supposed to do? I could not shower. Come in here stinking and everything. So I wasn't going to call down at that point. There was nobody even at the front desk when I went down there. It smelled like weed in the lobby. It was just it was a rough one, man. I don't know what I was thinking.
I'm just trying to think, where the hell did you stay?
I don't know what I was thinking. I waited, like, at the end, you know, because Chernoff has put this thing in our heads.
And you got to get this thing out of your head, even though he's not here anymore.
It's like, so I'm thinking, chances are, even though this was a work thing yesterday, because we're talking to someone that we're partnering with, you know, yesterday, and I stayed in the city because of a work thing.
And you're trying to grow a particular brand?
100%.
So let me ask you a question.
And I brought a sales guy with me. You know, so hold on. So what I'm thinking is, like,
God,
because Chernoff has beaten this into my head, I'm like, I got to find the cheapest hotel because, one, they're not going to expense a nice hotel. And two, they may not expense it at all, and I don't want to spend a ton of money on it. So then I end up finding the place that was the cheapest. It looked okay. It was not okay.
Well, wait a minute here now. You're taking a sales guy with you. You're trying to help the company grow and, you know, continue to, leave an imprint within the golf community because this is something that we've talked about now over the last 2.5-3 years. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that if an executive upstairs did what you did and they had to stay in the city, what do you think one of those executives would do?
Well, the previous executives definitely would have expensed it. Well, I don't know about the new ones. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I mean, generally, those people would expense, you know, the hotel rooms, yeah. But, I mean, I just was taught a certain way. Eddie knows.
Is this a top-brand hotel?
No. No. Oh, it was an off-brand hotel.
It's an off-brand Acme hotel, something like this.
Off-brand Jerry in the house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, something like Jerry would do?
It was bad. Actually, Jerry did a better job than I did last night because he had an event. And he stayed in the city. He stayed in a legitimate hotel. I did not.
Well, Jerry, what was he doing an event for?
Compass Media Networks. Who expenses hotel?
So Compass took care of him. Yeah. So he was doing something for Compass.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got away the way that story started because I knew what Jerry paid for his hotel room. And then you came in front of me and Jerry, you go, yeah, I stayed in the city. I got a hotel for it, and it was a much cheaper price. And I was like, man, Jerry, you screwed up. And then you told us you had no towels.
No towels.
It was a disaster.
Yeah. Smelled like
could you go like hotels.com, like last minute hotels?
Well, I do. That's what that's the app I use.
Oh.
Is Hotel Tonight.
Hotel.
And it's actually, it's great. It really is an awesome idea app. It saved me a ton of money. And like you, when you use it, you get like different levels and perks and discounts.
The level you use, Grimy? I mean, come on. Can't you use like a, like 4 stars?
Wouldn't I that be 5 stars? You went to sloppyweedhotel.com.
Yeah. I mean, it looked fine. I did look it up, but it was a bad job.
Grimy hotel. But and you're actually working for the company. And yeah. that was a 12-hour day for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was, but I just...
12-hour day, and then you're staying at some grimy hotel.
When it comes to booking hotels or things I have to expense, I am the 23-year-old board op again in my head. That's who I am. It was ingrained in my head that this is what I have to do, and I will do it. And it's effed up, but it's the truth. It's the same. No matter what I've done in my life, been a father, morning talk show host, whatever, signing contract, doesn't matter. When I have to book a hotel, and it's a work thing... I am once again now, I'm back in 2008, producing for Joe and Evan, thinking I'm going to get fired if I book the more expensive hotel or get the big-ass beer.
All right, let me ask you, what side of the river did you stay on, the Jersey side or the New York
side? No, I was on the New York side.
Okay.
No, I mean, it was close to nice places. It was on Albany Street is where it was.
Albany
Street. There was 3 elevators. One of which worked, and it didn't really work because you had to, like, push the button as... I'll tell you the name of it. Yeah, it's the first one there.
This one?
Yeah. I mean, it looks fine online. You're like, it's totally fine.
Oh, yeah, look at this.
You get in there, like, someone definitely...
What a dump.
Murdered here.
What a dump.
There's 100% of murder happened in that hotel. 100, and it could have been in my room.
Oh, I see where you did it.
And they had,
one
like...
One king for $271. That's what you did?
It was actually cheaper than that, believe it or not.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough.
So it doesn't guarantee towels.
I couldn't believe there's no towels.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And then, so you finally get in this elevator, and then I'm hitting the, you know, you got to use the key card to press your floor. So I'm doing that, and I'm pressing a button, and it's not working. So
some
I'm like,
jackass,
what the hell?
Some jackasses gave it 5 stars. Look at this.
Yeah, they must be coming from squalor. So I end up hitting the thing, and then I have to, like, punch the button as hard as I can for it to work.
Wow.
I mean, everywhere reeked of weed.
That's a dump.
Yeah, it was a total dump.
It was.
But I'm here, and I'm happy, and I'm showered, and I dried myself off with a T-shirt.
Nice.
And I saved the company money, one way or another. Either they're not going to accept this when I try to expense it, which I don't even know how to do, or, you know, this is great, only $200 for a hotel.
You could have used the sheets from the bed to dry yourself off, so that would have let them know there were no towels.
No. I'd spent enough time in there.
Man, I'd go in a place like that, I couldn't sleep. I'd be thinking that something's crawling all over me.
Yeah, but I see the thing. I could sleep anywhere, man. I could have been outside, just laid down on Albany Street and fell asleep. To me, it's no problem. The towel thing was an issue. The weed smell, the elevators issue. But
I thought I knocked that out of you. That whole, this the one thing that I got to knock out of you right now, and I'm going to do it.
No, it's
I am getting this out of him.
No, you can't.
You're not going to kick him in the ass when I see him.
No,
next.
You can't. It's done.
Yeah,
it's
like, left behind this legacy of like grimy hotels. I mean,
yeah,
no.
But it's like, it's so, yeah, it's. Once it's in you, it's tough to get out of.
Eddie, he worked a 12-hour day yesterday.
Yeah, it does
and he's
not,
trying we, to grow.
Listen, we understand the logic of what you're saying.
You just can't get out of it.
But it's an illogical decision when it comes down to it.
Yeah. I was scared to death.
You have a family now.
I know.
You go home with, like, bug bites, bed bug bites or something like that.
Well, I didn't,
bring
thank
that
God.
Into your house.
No, thank God I didn't have bed bugs.
What are we doing here?
I called Gina. I was like, this one is a doozy. And she's like, well, I don't know, expense the thing. It's so stupid. I'm like, listen, you don't know. Because I spent years thinking my career was going to end if I made the wrong decision when it came to spending the company's money.
And here's an example. Didn't cause it. What, I didn't put myself in danger like Gio did. You remember when we went to Vegas with that room with Craig and the infinity pool and the whole thing?
Yeah.
And we got room service, right?
Right.
I could not help myself. I took the leftover room service and put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then had it the next day. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
Gio, you understand?
Yes, I ordered room service. There were 17 pizzas, 17 hamburgers, 17 sets of chicken wings.
Right, yeah.
Because that was the room that we were staying in. At the top, it was
right, and it was so. It was like, you know, you wipe yourself with $100 bills in that place.
Exactly,
and I couldn't help myself.
I know. I bet you're a communist, and I understand that.
No, I mean it's like a dog that you think is so developed and so mature and like human-like, and then you watch it eat its own puke, and you're like, what are you doing? Like that's sort of what this is. It's
eating
like
your own puke.
Yeah, it's like there's just this thing that is ingrained in us. That we revert to no matter how much we have matured because we grew up in radio, which is something that you can't comprehend, which I understand you can't comprehend it. But I mean, for years and years and years, no, you can't go. No, that's too expensive. No, what are you thinking? You can't stay there. Can we fit three people in a room? Oh, no, shut the water off.
Sharing rooms, swapping key cards for the God. Shifting.
Shut the lights off. Shut them off. Turn the heat off. What are you, nuts?
By the way, I still turn the lights off.
Put on a sweatshirt.
After we're done for the day, I turn the lights off in the studio. By the way, I was ordered to do that.
Yeah. See? Just in you, man.
I'm not saying that what he was doing was wrong because he's watching out for the company. I get that. But, you know, there is a certain level that you have attained in your life. You've worked so hard to get to this point, and you're still working hard for the company, not just on the air. Like, people don't see all the work that you do off the air.
No, I appreciate all
like,
that.
All
but
the
I...
things that you do off the air for this particular radio station.
But what I was thinking was, like, if I'm helping out the company this way by trying to grow things in partnership, then I'll help it out this way as well.
Yeah, when you sit down for a new contract, they're going to go, well, that doesn't matter. We don't care.
This is what
we have to pay you, and that's what it's going to be.
You're right. That's what does happen.
And this guy, so you're not going to expense this grimy dump of a hotel?
I don't think so.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I don't think I am.
Yes, you are.
Nah, it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
I'll take it. It's okay.
It is not. I'm
going to say I'll take it.
I'm not working tomorrow.
Come on.
In protest.
Really?
Yeah. I got to go to Cincinnati anyway.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right.